Okay, Chavra. So we are learning on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and the Mishnah basically tells me that in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, I have to write with a davar hamiskayim. Now, the Mishnah does not use those words exactly. The Mishnah uses the, what is it? It's the inverse of the converse. The Mishnah says, if I write with mashkin, the may peiros, etc., that's a davar she'eino miskayim, then I'm putter. But that implies that in the ratio of the Mishnah, when I write with ink, it has to be that the ink that is miskayim. That's clear in the Mishnah. Now, we began to discuss last time the idea that the Rambam tells us, which is that in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, not only does the ink have to be miskayim, but you also have to write on paper, which is miskayim. Right, that we saw in the Rambam in chapter 11, where the Rambam tells us, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam writes that in order to be chayiv, right, Eino chayiv at sheyichtov b'davar ha'omed al gabe davar ha'omed. That you write perek yudaf halacha tesvav, that you're only chayiv if you write al gabe davar haomed. And we pointed out that, first of all, where did the Rambam get this idea from? The Mishnah is only speaking about if you write with ink that is miskayim. Where does the Rambam get the idea from that it has to be al gabe davar hamiskayim? That was question one. Question two that we asked is that this Rambam contradicts a Rambam in Hilchos Gittin, where in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Gimel, and Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Girish and Gittin, same thing, whatever. So the Rambam over there writes, that you can write a get on diftera cheres al ha'olin. You can write a get on any leaf. Meaning, even if it's not an alei shel zayis, an olive leaf, right, lasts for a long time. But any leaf is good enough, according to the Rambam, to write a get. So we asked one question, how come the Rambam by Gittin says that you do not have to write al gabe davar hamiskayim? Question number two is, where did the Rambam get the idea by Shabbos that you have to write al gabe davar hamiskayim? I think these are the questions that we began with last time. Nachon?
Yeah.
Great.
No, I don't think he introduced this question.
Yeah, we did. Rambam, you have to write it. Yeah.
I think I was speaking fast. You have to do it. You have to do it in my voice.
It was right at the end.
I was in rushing mode right at the end. And basically, we presented this issue within the Rambam.
Yeah.
Great, amazing. Now, we also pointed out that Tosfos in Gittin assumes that writing for a get has to be al gabe davar hamiskayim also. By Tosfos and Gittin on, Tosfos argues on the Rambam, and Tosfos says on Chaf Amid Beis, where is it? Chaf Amid Beis, or where is that Tosfos? Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Thank you. Right, Alei Shel Zayis. Tosfos says that it's only a kosher get if you write Alei Shel Zayis, because it has to be something that is miskayim. But if you write on Alei Shel Bitzolim, right, an onion, what's it called, an onion rind or something, it's not going to, onion peel, right? It's not going to be miskayim. Onion peels don't last for that long. Or if you write Alei Verodim, Alei Yerakos, so to Dover She'en Shel Kayama, it is possible. Tosfos presumably is saying that the sugyos of Gittin and of Shabbos are complementary. In other words, that the Gemara in Gittin is speaking about what you write on. The Gemara on in Shabbos is speaking about what you write with. And according to Tosfos, the halacha of Gittin and the halacha of Shabbos are exactly the same. In both cases, you're only going to be chayiv if you write on something that is miskayim, both that the ink is miskayim and the equivalent of paper has to be miskayim. That's the shita of Tosfos. And that's the shita of the Rashba. However, the shita of the Rambam is unusual. Because the Rambam says, again, that on Shabbos you have to write on paper that is miskayim, but in Gittin, according to the Rambam, if you write on any aleh, any leaf, it's going to be okay. Now, there are ways out of this Rambam. There are some Mefarshim who say that, if you look in the back in the Franco Rambam, like in Hilchos Gittin, I forgot who it was, like a Merkavis HaMishnah or something, they say that maybe when the Rambam says, if I write a get on leaves, the Rambam doesn't mean any leaf. The Rambam means only a leaf that's miskayim. And the Rambam kind of left it to our imagination a little bit. He feels it's not necessary to spell everything out, and that's enough. So that would be true, but like we've spoken about a number of times, Emes and Yafeh are often very far apart. And we'd rather go for like Gishmak nice Torah rather than true Torah. Michal is laughing.
To rely.
Okay, that's why I use it. Right? But that's the idea. So how can we explain the Rambam according to the simple read of the Rambam? So we saw a pre chodosh in Hilchos Gittin in Kuf Chaf Dalet. The Pri Chodesh says that maybe there's a fundamental difference that in Gittin, the din is that you need to write. In Gittin, you need to write. However, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, you need Malachas Machshavas. And Malachas Machshavas, in this sense, means that it has to be a more permanent sort of writing. Why would Malachas Machshavas be more permanent? Because we're learning Malachas Machshavas from the Mishkan. If I want to write in the way it was written on the Mishkan, you have to write with something permanent on something permanent. In the Mishkan, they wrote with ink, let's say, on the krushim. No? They wanted to mark that this board goes here, that board goes there. Malachas Machshavas is required by Shabbos to make it a more permanent ksiva. What? Who says this? The Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh in Hilchos Gittin.
Wait, so then how would that work with Gittin? By Gittin,
so by Gittin, there's no requirement of Malachas Machshavas. There's just a requirement of Vikasav. So I could do Ksiva on anything. It's just not going to be a Ksiva with Malachas Machshavas. It's not going to be like a Chashuv writing. It is writing. And the Torah by Gittin just writes, V'kasav lo sefer krisos. All you have to do is write a get. I wrote it. The fact that I wrote the get on a onion peel doesn't mean I didn't write a get. Of course, it's a get. But it's not a Malachas Machshavas type of get. It's not a permanent get. And I'm not going to be chayiv on Shabbos unless it is a permanent type of get.
We're saying because
that's a permanent type of writing. Right. Yeah.
Because the Rambam doesn't differentiate types of leaves, so from that you could deduce that even a background, which it wouldn't be so much.
For the Rambam would say that for a get, if I write the get on anything, even if the substance I write it on won't be miskayim, still it's going to be a kosher get. Now, obviously, it has to be miskayim enough that it's still around when you give it to her. But it doesn't have to be miskayim in the real halachic sense of miskayim.
Which would apply for the ink also. Which would apply for the thing you're writing with also.
The thing I'm writing with presumably is the same in both cases. In both cases, both in Gittin and in Shabbos, we speak about writing with Diyoen, Sikra, etc. Right? As opposed to, right? In the Mishnah in Gittin, And in the Mishnah here in Shabbos, they use the same inks are mentioned. In both cases, in other words, if I write with, remember as kids, you would buy cereal only because you wanted the invisible ink pen that they had inside the cereal box, right? The cereals tasted terrible, but you would buy the cereal just for that. That invisible ink pen is not considered ksiva at all. It's neither ksiva for a get nor ksiva for Shabbos. It's nothing. To be kosev at all, it has to be a real ink. However, by Shabbos, we have a higher bar that has to be kosev on something that is miskayim. By Gittin, as long as it's kosev, it is good enough. That's the basic idea that the Pri Chodesh is getting at within the Rambam. The Tosfos are not mechalek. Tosfos and the Rashba are saying that ksav by Gittin and ksav by Shabbos are exactly the same. Now, obviously, this brings us, you know, back to the longer conversation, the larger conversation that we've been having about the relationship of kosev on Shabbos to kosev in other areas of the Torah. If you remember, we spoke about whether the Arzarua is accepted or not. That's taking kosev on Shabbos and applying it to ksav by Sefer Torah, right? Over here, what? There by Gittin also we write dafka with ksav Ashuris, although that's not found in the Gemara.
Isn't that again? Doesn't the Rambam say you can write it in any Lashon HaFedin?
We paskin you can write in any Lashon Me'ikar HaDin, but the practice is we write Gittin only in ksav Ashuris, right? The Chazon Ish on one occasion was Mesader get written in like normal handwriting because whatever, there was no one else around. Hi Sophia.
So is Ksiva Tama not necessary?
Ksiva Tama seems like it's a special din only in the Sefer Torah. Right? We asked the Kash in the previous Gemara, how come we're applying Ksiva Tama to Shabbos? And what we ultimately said is that maybe it's just a machlokas in the Amoraim, or machlokas in the Mishnah and Amoraim. That's what we were trying to suggest last time we learned. But what we could say at this point is maybe there are three different dinim of ksiva. There's ksiva tama, which is ksiva by stam, by Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. There is the regular din of ksiva, which is ksiva by Gittin. And ksiva by Shabbos has to be ksiva plus a certain degree of permanence based on Malachas Machshavas. Now, a few things to be said over here. First of all, go back to the beginning of our perek on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah over there developed a yesod that if I do a Malacha and the Malacha is Miskayemes B'Shabbos and I'm Chayiv, no? The Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the first thing we learned this semester, says it has to be miskayemes on Shabbos. That seems like it's the same as miskayemes in the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. L'fum Rihata, right? At first glance, it would seem like it's exactly the same. But when I get beneath the hood of it, it's not exactly the same, no? The Rambam, we had a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam in that Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. What does it mean that I have to do a Malacha and the Malacha is Miskayemes B'Shabbos? Right? So Rashi sounded like I have to do the Malacha on Shabbos and the Malacha is Miskayemes. The Rambam sounded like it has to be Miskayemes B'Shabbos. Meaning, according to the Rambam, there's a 24-hour definition of being Miskayemes. You get the impression that by kosev, you would need more than that. Right? I'm not 100% sure. And the Magid Mishnah in Perek Tes actually compares. That Rambam was about Soveya. The Rambam who said it has to be Miskayim on Shabbos was about Soveya. Remember this? The Magid Mishnah says, oh, Soveya we learned from kosev. But by kosev, I never saw that it has to last for only 24 hours. It's entirely possible. It's entirely possible that kosev would require a higher level of miskayim than other malachos. because kosev is meant to establish something that will remain for a long time. Right? What I'm trying to argue is like this. The Rambam that we have here says I have to write with ink on paper that is going to be miskayim. Davar ha'omed al gabi davar ha'omed. How long does it have to be omed for? You get the impression that it's not something that's only going to last 24 hours. Because if it's something that will only last 24 hours, my onion skin will also last 24 hours. No? The onion skins last 24 hours? I think so.
Is this like kosher?
So by kosher, we also suggested this type of idea that maybe kosher is a different definition than miskayim than by other things. We developed in a shir in our youth, you know, at the beginning of the semester when we're still like young, immature people before we developed, you know, our tremendous sensitivity to perikabona. But it could be that by different malachos is a different definition of miskayim. Exactly. And what we're trying to develop over here is that for the Rambam, by gittin, the substance I read on does not have to be miskayim, even a onion rind. If the definition of miskayim would just be 24 hours, like the Rambam has by Tzoveya, so then l'cha'ora, it would be miskayim by gittin also, it would be the same thing. The fact that the Rambam makes a distinction, or at least the way the Pre-Kaddish is understanding the Rambam, is that kosev by Shabbos has to be on davar miskayim. Kosev by gittin doesn't, and by gittin, even if I write on an onion skin, that's enough. You get an impression that an onion skin is considered eno miskayim, and that would not be using the 24-hour definition. Okay? That's the next point that we wanted to make. Okay, so the Rambam writes, right, assuming that the Pre-Chadosh is correct, which sounds nice. So the Rambam is saying that kosev by Shabbos has a different definition than kosev by Gittin, and kosev by Shabbos has a definition that it has to be al gabe davar hamiskayim. Now, where does this come from in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, do I ever see that the substance I'm writing on matters? Our Mishnah is only speaking about what I write with. It only speaks about the ink. Does the Mishnah ever discuss what I'm writing on? So I thought, and we probably hinted at this last time, but I was going quickly at the end of Shir, I thought there is half a diuk that the Mishnah talks about what I'm writing on. What does it mean that I write ba'avak derachim? Avak derachim is considered dover she'enu miskayim and potter. What does it mean I'm writing ba'avak derachim? Just speak loud.
It could either be that you're actually writing with dust or you're writing in the dust.
Nechon. If I write with dust, so that means that the dust is the equivalent of the ink.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I write on dust, then the dust is the equivalent of the paper. That is the only case in the Mishnah where I see something about the requirement for what I write on. Avak derachim, right, is what I write on, at least according to one opinion in Rashi, and that would tell me that there's a requirement for the paper to be miskayim as well. If you look at the parallel Mishnah in Gittin, right, the Mishnah by us says Kasa b'mashkin b'mei peiros ba'avak derachim ba'avak sofrim u'b'chod avashen miskayim is potter. The Mishnah in Gittin, you'd tell someone Aleph. Kasav b'mashkin ein kosvim b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peiros. Al hakol kosvim, al alayisho zayis, etc. The Mishnah in Gittin does not mention anything about avak derachim. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Again, I don't know what to do with this exactly, because the Mishnah in Gittin does speak about what I'm writing on, but it's nitan lahei amer that the fact that our Mishnah speaks about avak derachim shows that the Mishnah is not only talking about the ink, the Mishnah at least is hinting at writing on something. The Mishnah is hinting at what we call the concept of paper. That's the basic idea I'm trying to get at. The Rambam speaks about paper in the way he presents our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not present paper. So I'm just suggesting that maybe our Mishnah is alluding to paper. You can leave out the parallel to the Mishnah in Gittin. That's not really essential. Okay. Now let's go weiter. So by Kosev, it has to be, I write with ink that's miskayim on paper that is miskayim. So far, so good. Mochek is the opposite of kosev. If I erase, so then I erase something, I'm going to be chayiv if I erase something that's considered a ksav. V'chein ein ha-mochek chayiv, ad she-yimchok ksav, me'al davar ha-omed. I have to erase writing. Writing l'cha'ora means two letters. From on top of a davar ha'omed, from on top of a legitimate piece of paper. And that follows, right? Because kosev, right? I can only be chayiv on mocheg when I was chayiv on kosev. Who's calling me? I can only be chayiv on mocheg. Let me just... I can only be chayiv on mocheg if it was something that would have been chayiv on kosev to begin with. So far, so good? Now, let's say I would erase on Shabbos. I'd erase letters that's on top of a onion skin. Am I chayiv on mochek or am I not chayiv on mochek? What? Speak to me.
Meaning, if you hold like the Rambam, then you'd be chayiv for siva, then you'd be chayiv for kosev, you'd be chayiv for mochek. But according to the Tosfos, it would have the same deed in the Shabbos, so it's Devshin's time, so it wouldn't be.
Right, but. Remember, even for the Rambam on Shabbos, I'm only chayiv if I wrote on something that's miskayim.
Right, so if you erased it, you wouldn't be chayiv. Never mind.
So, right, it could be that both according to the Rambam and according to Tosfos, in order to be chayiv for mochek, I have to erase from something that is miskayim. And that's Beferish in that Rambam. In Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, keep on losing my Rambam, that the Rambam writes that Ein ha-mochik chayiv ad she-yimcho ksav ha-omeid al-gabi davar ha-omeid. The problem is that the Rambam tells me in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, I think I gave you this Rambam in tonight's Mekoros, the Rambam writes, if I...
Well, Tess.
Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tess. Nafla diyo al gabi sefer umachak osa. Nafla shava al gabi hapinkas umachak osa. If I have some ink, just an ink splat on paper, and I erase it, or wax is on paper and I erase it. So the Rambam writes, Im yesh b'mekoma kedei lichtov shtei osios, I'm chayiv if I could write two osios in that area. Now, how can I be chayiv if what I'm erasing is not a ksav? If we're saying that for Shabbos purposes, that I equate mochek and kosev, and by both it has to be ksav hamiskayim agabe Davar HaMiskayim. And the reason for that is based on Melechas Machsheves. that it has to be something that's permanent. And only if I erase permanent letters am I chayiv. And only if I erase from something that's like permanent paper am I chayiv. So how can I be chayiv?
But with the ink on paper, aren't they both permanent?
Ink on paper is permanent. Ink on permanent paper, no?
Yeah.
So then I'm chayiv.
Right.
But so it's not letters.
But it's roshim.
So you say, well, roshim, I don't think a drop of ink is really roshim. Roshim is I make some sort of scratch.
So maybe it's because you're erasing it so that you can write. Like you said, you're erasing it so that you can write.
Right. I'm erasing it so that I can write. So you're saying that since the Rambam holds that Roshim is a tolda, so that means that you don't have to erase letters, you just have to erase markings. That could be pshat. That's not crazy. I have to let this settle in on me. Okay, I mean, that might be the answer. In other words, basically what we're saying is, according to the Rambam, you need miskayim by Shabbos, right? Miskayim by kosev on Shabbos, which means the ink has to be miskayim and the paper has to be miskayim. It doesn't necessarily mean that I need letters to be chayiv for mochek. As long as I have ink that is miskayim and paper that's miskayim, I'm going to be chayiv. That could be. Okay, excellent. So let's just summarize what we have. Basically, the Prichadosh is telling me that for the Rambam, the Geder of Kosev on Shabbos is different than the Geder of Kosev by Gittin, that on Shabbos it has to be Kosev on something that's Miskayim. By Gittin, it only has to be that the Ksav is Miskayim. That's point one. The reason for that is Meleches Machsheves. To extend this idea, we do see elsewhere that for the Rambam, Meleches Machsheves creates different dinim by different areas of halacha as well. For example, to be chayiv for shatnez, it has to be shoa tavoy enduz, which means that you have to, let's say, have a chibor between the shat, between the tzemer and the pishtim. You have to attach the wool to the linen. Sewing is considered a halachic form of attachment. The Gemara tells me in Perek Klal Gadol that sewing is not halachically attached for Shabbos unless you sew and you tie a knot at the end of the sewing. No? If you do two stitches and you don't tie a knot, it's going to come out. So the Gemara says that for Shabbos, that's not considered tofer. Tofer requires a knot afterwards. If it requires a knot, shouldn't you be chayv of kosher anyway? So apparently it requires a knot, but some type of knot that might not be a kosher knot. That's actually a bad, not a bad pun, right? A kosher knot. A knot in the sense of sometimes if you tie one string onto itself, according to many Rishonim, that's not a knot for Shabbos, but that would be a knot to make tofer a permanent type of tofer. So for Shabbos, Melachas Machsheves tells me I need a knot on the end of the sewing. By Shatnez, the Rambam writes, you don't need a knot at the end of the sewing. Again, you see from that idea that Melachas Machsheves sets a higher bar for Shabbos than it sets for anywhere else. Okay, now, another way of saying this whole Shtickle Torah, not necessarily based on the Meleches Machsheves idea, is that maybe the definition of kosev and mochek on Shabbos is not just to write letters, but it's to attach letters to a background. And this, I think, is what I began saying very quickly last time, and I told that story about Reb Michal Shurkin and his first chabura, etc., right?
Yeah, okay.
Skywriting.
Yeah. Is this in
the
plane?
Well, no. Okay. So I'll
be like writing.
Yeah, I'm in the plane and I'm writing. Like to get for like some as a kid
like the plane like
I thought it was the
are they writing on the sky?
You're writing on the sky.
Yeah.
Well, you write like happy birthday in the sky, but the plane like shoots out some gas stuff.
The plane is writing.
The plane writes it.
The plane writes it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what we thought.
Isn't that how do you do skywriting? I mean,
I don't know.
I've never done it. I've never done gone skydiving either. They both sound like a lot of fun, although skydiving sounds much scarier than skywriting.
It is pretty scary.
You could just go. Is that a real thing you could do?
Is it skydiving?
Yeah. I know.
I have no idea. I'm sure there's someone who did it as, like, shticky engagements.
For sure.
Wow, that's a great idea.
On Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos, no. That would be bad. So it could be that the pshat is as follows. That for gittin, all you need is a ksav. The halacha of ksav by Shabbos is that I need ksav attached to a background. Now, again, this is not getting into the nitty-gritty detail based on melachas machshavas, etc. It's just that ksav on Shabbos might be different than ksav in other areas. Now, I give you a few marimakomos on this issue in terms of the Mishnah Brura in Simin Tavkuf. We mentioned that there's a halacha called Basar Shenis Aleim Min Ha'ayin, that if you have meat that is left out and you don't recognize the meat, so Api Halacha, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's Basar Shenis Aleim Min Ha'ayin. Right? In YU, near the Beis Medrash, there's this thing that we call the Hefker Zone, which was like a big garbage can, and people left food on top of the garbage can because yeshiva guys are not necessarily civilized human beings, kayadua. But these things happen. So I remember one time I came out after night seder with my chavris, and there'd been some food just sitting there, and it was like meat. So one guy wanted to eat the meat, and my chavrusa, Rabbi Konigsberg, he's a rabbi in YU now, he's like, no, you can't eat that meat, it's basar shen asalam in the ayin, it's mamish osir al pi halacha. If you don't have a simen on the meat, it's not edible halachically, it's non-kosher. So in order to avoid the issue of basar shen asalam in ha'ayin, the Gemara in Beitza says that you make a simen on the meat, and it says that Rav would make his meat look like a fish. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tav Kuf, Sifkatin Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you make the meat look like a fish, that's going to be okay, but if I'm going to write letters in the meat, then it's a problem.
On Shabbos?
On Yontif, let's say. Yontif, Shabbos, whatever it is. You don't want your meat to become, not writing with a pen, but I take a knife and I cut it.
Why? But didn't we say... The whole thing is that you cut the paper and it's to write your chayim.
If you're Korea, the
tavnit, right?
Yeah. If I'm Korea,
the tavnit.
If you Korea, you're or into tavnit, then you're chayim. But if you're Roshim, then it's potter.
If I'm Korea, the or into a tavnit, I'm chayim. Where did we say that?
The Rambam.
The Rambam.
In
by Perkei Av.
Yeah.
Shabbos is Perkei Av. It's a lot of,
we
can
find it.
Here.
Oh,
you're
right. Tesvav. Halacha Tesvav.
No, it's Tesayin.
Hakosya b'sara chayim neshuhu ar. Afa pisha chamimus b'sara ma'averes ha'ksav achar esman reis adom l'ksav shenimtak. Ava misarita b'sara tzures ksav is potter. Right? In other words, if I just scratch into my skin... So then I'm potter, that's in our Mishnah also. I'm a sari tal besar. This is a machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer says, you're chayiv, and the chum say you're potter, we're passing that you're potter. Okay, hakorea al ha'ar, kitab nisksab, chayiv, mishum kosev, because I am engraving into leather, then I'm chayiv for kosev.
Wait, why does hakorea al ha'ar mean engraving into the leather?
I think that means I cut into the leather. I take a knife.
So why is that?
Right, so why would that be different than taking a fish and cutting it into a shape?
Oh, so that's the kasha.
Right,
so that's the kasha. So the Mishnah Brura writes that you can cut a fish into a shape on Shabbos Yontif, writing is also by both, but you can't do the letters. Question is, what's the difference? So in the English books, there's a book by Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen called the Shabbos Kitchen on page 139.
Is this Sima
Simon. The Mishnah on Simon Tov Kuf. I made a mistake on the Maamar Makomis sheet.
I'm responsible because
it's a tough race. Mishnah should be Simon Tov Kuf Sif. It should be Simon Tov Kuf Sif Cutting Yud Zayin. You have it?
Yeah.
Look up. Read the Mishnah Berurah to me because I don't have it. What does it say? Tov Kuf Sif Cutting Yud Zayin.
Which one's Yud Zayin?
Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. In Mishnah Berurah.
Isa the Gemara, De Rabba Barab Huna, Mechatich Aslas Karnasa, Shamishalich Havasar Labisa Hayara Gilasos Kol, Chasi Havalas Shilosh Karanos.
Basically, he made a triangle on meat.
Right. Sheze Hayasiman Shilotamid. Ava Osios Vitirim Asar Lasos Andabasar, Derech Siman Yoto.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says that to make a triangle is okay. But to make letters or a simen is going to be a problem. Now, in the Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen book on Hilchos Shabbos Yontiv in the kitchen, whatever it is, page 139, he says that there's a difference between more elaborate forms and simple shapes. You know, like the type of shapes that they taught you on Sesame Street, triangles and circles, the simple shapes. So that you're not chayiv for. But anything that's more elaborate, you are chayiv. Nir lafi ani yistaiti, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like it's a symbol. Like triangle is a symbol also, no? He is just trying to explain this Mishnah Berurah.
Oh.
He says that the Mishnah Berurah is distinguishing between triangles, which are simple shapes, and more elaborate shapes. It seems to me that the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is a little different. That what the Mishnah Berurah means is if I make my meat into a triangle, that's okay. But if I would make a triangle in the meat, then it would be a problem. And the reason for that is, I think to be chayiv for kosev, you need some sort of background. If I make a triangle in my meat, I have a plain piece of paper, and I cut off a triangle, so I have a background with the writing in it, no? But if my entire thing is a triangle, so then there is no background. It is the whole thing. If you read the Mishnah Berurah again, I think it's meduyak this way.
Wait, but you're cutting it in, but you're not cutting it through it.
Carving into the meat, then I'm chayiv.
But if I cut a triangle, I make the whole piece of meat look like a triangle. So then that's okay on Yom Tov and Shabbos.
So when the Rambam says korea, he means
into it, engraving.
Like leather, not like
nachon. If I cut around it, I think you are not going to be chayiv because kosev requires a background. This is how we're getting to skywriting. Although, I did it much too quickly last time. Okay, and if you read that Mishnah Berurah again, right?
Adina.
If Adina, read the Mishnah Berurah again. Is this correct shot in the Mishnah Berurah? Right. Exactly. In other words, if I make the piece of meat like a triangle, that's not kosev, because there is no background. But if I make a triangle in the meat, that's kosev. The halacha of kosev requires a background, and l'cha'ora, requiring a background would mean, let's say I cut meat as a triangle, and then I would attach that meat to a blackboard, because I'm a lunatic, so in that case, I'd be chayiv l'cha'ora for kosev, because it's now attached to something, and I make it as a background. But if it's just a...
Like, how could that be?
So that's a discussion that the Magen Avraham has. Oh, did I give you that Maramakum? I don't think I gave you that Maramakum.
Like pinning things?
Pinning stuff in could be considered kosev in that if I'm making words by pinning stuff together. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about the difference between Scrabble and deluxe Scrabble.
Oh, because it's
because you put them
in deluxe Scrabble, yeah. The pieces snap into place, no?
Yeah.
Regular Scrabble, which is the type of Scrabble that normal people play, right? Regular Scrabble, I have no opinion.
We have the deluxe Scrabble. Yeah. I remember we were talking about camp.
What is
on
the
you have the regular board, and then the deluxe
Scrabble. I don't know why we have the deluxe.
So the deluxe Scrabble, the pieces get stuck in. So because they get stuck in, that is going to be a Shaila of Kosev on Shabbos. Regular Scrabble, there is no attachment to anything. I just have letters on the board. So, right, I'm not making an A. I'm just putting the A next to the B. So that's not kosev.
But
deluxe Scrabble of Moshe is kosev, is a malach of kosev, because since it snaps into place, it's ke'ilu, it's attached to a background. That's how I'm understanding it. Yes?
I understand the whole attaching it to a background piece, but in general, cutting something into shapes would be like... I don't see how that is considered kosev in the sense that if we were to have said, or maybe I guess it's just more that it's not
cutting
we
it,
have said
cutting into the meat or cutting the meat.
Cutting something into a shape.
Huh?
Cutting like a piece of meat.
I cut a piece of meat and it becomes a triangle.
Right. So that's that. If we were to say that that would be a problem with kosev, then it would be a problem to cut anything.
To cut anything in any defined sort of way. It could, but you're saying that
I'm
would
saying,
be a problem.
If I chop my vegetables,
because it's lo gar from like roshim
God.
Or from scribbling. Like, just like I'm not allowed to scribble on Shabbos, I shouldn't be allowed to cut on Shabbos.
Well, I'm saying even okay. If not, I'm cutting them into shapes unless if I cut anything.
Enoch Hanami, that's fair. I mean, I think that's a nice proof. But let's take a look. I gave you over here a tshuva. Now, let's go. Pesach is coming up. So the Gemara says that you're not supposed to make Srikin HaMetzuyarim on Pesach. Srikin HaMetzuyarim is, you're not supposed to make matzah in some elaborate form.
Well,
and
it's a form.
What?
It's a design. You're stamping it with something.
No.
It's just a design or like a shape, like a heart-shaped matzah.
It's like you have like a
it's
stamp.
A design. Oh. So the Gemara says...
Listen.
Tan Rabbanan, Yotzin Bepasnakiya, Ubisrikan Hamatsuyarin, Bepesach. Afal Pisha Umru, Ain Osrin, Srikin Hamatsuyarin, Bepesach. You're not allowed to make them, but you're Yotze with them. Even though Lechatchila you can't make them, Bidiyeved, you're Yotze with them. Amar Rav Yehuda, I'm reading Psachim Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Darez Ashol Baisos Ben Zonin Lachachomim. Mipnei Ma Amru, Enos and Srikan Amitsuyam Bepesach. Amru Lo, Mipnei Sha'isha Shoha Aleha, Umicham Tzasa. If you're going to make elaborate designs on your matzah, it'll take too long. Matzah is supposed to be rushed in the process of making it. It'll take too long. And therefore, there's a potential becoming chametz. So therefore, you should not make srikin hamatsuyarin. Amar lahem, but efsha ya'asen bidfus v'yikin be'ena. Right, the Gemara says use like cookie cutters, use like a defus. Right, so it's easier. So the Gemara says no, you can't do that. Right, because yomru kol hasrikin asurim srike baisus mutarin. Right, it's like a low plug. They're going to say, hey. Everyone's srikin is usar and baisus because baisus has the cookie cutters, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, you're not allowed to make it at all. Now, the reason I can't make is because of a side concern of chimot, it'll take a long time. Why don't we say I'm not allowed to make it on Pesach because of kosev? Because I'm making razzle-dazzle fancy shapes. I'm going to have a matzah that looks like the gush-based medrash, you know, a bird or whatever, right? So why don't I assume it's usar for that reason? The answer is, apparently there's no malacha of kosev when I cut something into a fancy shape. Right? Which is what we're trying to say from that Mishnah Brura in Simin Tuf Kuf as well.
Wait, guys,
it is not on background.
So, Adina/Shev versus me have been arguing back and forth for the last hour about whether srikin hamatsuyarin is the form of the matzah or like a design on the matzah.
So I think
so this
it
would be a
is
raya
the
for Adina and Shev.
I don't know who said what,
like,
but yeah, it's a raya for Adina and Shev, of course, right?
So what were you going to say? Like,
like what
no, no, I think it's the the total shape of them. Again, a cookie cutter.
Is it a cookie cutter or a stamp?
I think it's a cookie cutter.
Yeah, like how can you make? I don't even get it.
What do you mean? It's the same thing as a cookie cutter, except you're not cutting out the shape. You're printing a design on something.
It's like,
it's like an imprint.
Like what you do on flies.
Well, you're gonna put a stamp on your matzah.
Matzah's so thin.
Like, why can't it be like an imprinting thing where like now it's shape? You know what I'm saying? In which case, then this wouldn't work with depth shot. If you say it's 4 minutes, it does work.
Okay. So basically, what we have so far is that I think if you make a letter, but the letter is not attached to anything. It's just the outline of a shape. Even if it's the shape of a letter, that's going to be not a problem of kosave. So Maharil Diskin, in the Tshuva I give you of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, he quotes that Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin says that in exactly what we're saying, that she'os, she'eno koso agabe davar acher lo nikra os klal. You see it, I gave this in the Mekoros. It's not a letter if it's not attached to something, if it's not written on something. Ulofi anias daiti, says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, yesh lo ha'ir alzeh, degabe tfilin shorosh, we say that the shame is written on the tfilin shorosh. You have the dalet on the bayis, you have the shin on the bayis, and the dalet and the yud are on the ritzuos. Now the dalet and the yud on the ritzuos. One second, right? You have the back of the tefillin shorosh has like a os dalet. Right? Now that's not attached to anything. No?
Is it not?
But can you just
explain
that again?
Sorry.
So.
I bring
in my person. Yeah. Tefillin. Right? If I have a pair of tefillin, right? So on the tefillin is going to have the Shem Hashem. You have the shin on the bias, which goes on your forehead. In the back, you have the ritzuas that go around the head. And in the back, you have a kesher. And the kesher looks something like this. So you have a dalet. And then there are, right, the ritzuas that come down and go to the front of your body.
Meaning that it's in the shape of a
dalet.
Yeah, you have like a...
Oh, the knot?
The knot is the shape of a dalet in the back of your head. And that is an os dalet because we want to have Shakai, we want to have Hashem's name on... Right?
So
the show Rosh has more Kiddush than the show Yad because the show Rosh has the shin and the dalet. And the show Yad only has the yud. The yud is either the way the knot is made on the bias or the yud is the way you tie the tefillin around your fingers. You have a yud that way.
Is that
kosher
or not?
So, the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, one second, the Gemara says that there's a real dalet that I'm making, but it's not attached to anything. If our Shtickel Torah is correct, how could we call the knot on the back of the tefillin a dalet? So, I don't fully get this raya. I don't get it. Because it would seem to me that the reason why it's called a dalet is because it is attached, right? The mitzvah of tefillin is ukshartam. You tie the tefillin on your hand, you tie the tefillin on your head. That means that when I pull those ritzuos down to my head, it's ki'ilu attached to it. It's some sort of chibur, no? I don't think the dalet, when it's just out on its own, I don't think that would be considered a dalet. I think it's only a dalet because of its attachment to something. Again, the basic point I'm trying to make is that Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin is saying exactly the idea that we're trying to say. That to be kosave, it has to be a letter that is attached to something. It needs a background. However, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank tries to bring a raya from the dalet in the back of the tefillin that it need not be attached and it could still be chayiv. Okay, ladies, on Monday, what I'd like to do, I might actually want to say shir on Tuesday if possible, because I really want to finish this perek, but I have to get permission from my wife. And so we'll discuss that on Monday. But on Monday night, I want to do the sugya of ksav agav ksav. I gave you some makoros about that already. I'll send out some more makoros. That's already a very large sugya. But we should have a good Shabbos, wonderful evening, and we should all be blessed. Yeah.